This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The time is right, argues writer and reporter Reese Ehrlich, for the United States to end its 47-year-long trade embargo with Cuba and resume diplomatic relations.
When you think that we used to have embargoes and no diplomatic relations with Vietnam and China, and we heard all the same arguments, oh, it's a horrible totalitarian dictatorship, they killed our boys in Vietnam or Korea or wherever, and all of that went by the wayside and is forgotten about, and we have normal diplomatic relations and trade relations, and it's benefiting both countries. Cuba is certainly not any different than Vietnam and China, and it just makes no sense at all, except for the fact there's a very strong right-wing Cuba lobby in the United States that still has a lot of wealth and a lot of power.
But Ehrlich, whose most recent book is Dateline Havana, The Real Story of U.S. Policy and the Future of Cuba, says the entrenched hardline resistance to reestablishing relations with the island nation is fading, supplanted by a growing coalition of truly diverse interests.
A very interesting grassroots movement has developed in the last couple months that includes senators and congresspeople, businessmen, the farm lobby, the Chamber of Commerce, as well as grassroots groups such as Sister Cities, Pastors for Peace, and others, all of whom want to see an end to the U.S. embargo against Cuba, allow free travel by any American to Cuba, and restoring normal diplomatic relations.
These groups may all have different motivations, but Ehrlich notes they have all been encouraged by President Obama's early statements regarding Cuba.
The Obama administration has already indicated that it will allow Cuban Americans to freely visit relatives on the island and send money, which is an important change for the Cuban community, but doesn't widely impact U.S. policy.
Cuba's leadership under Raul Castro has implemented some modest reforms, Ehrlich notes, and has strong economic incentives to accommodate initiatives from the U.S.
The number one problem for the Cuban government is reforming the economy. It got hit extra hard by three very devastating hurricanes last year and a drop in tourism because of the world economic crisis. And there's changes that need to be made in Cuba to spur more production, to get more people active, so that ordinary Cubans who don't have access to hard currency from relatives living abroad can earn a decent living.
Just this week, a delegation of Congress members met with Raul Castro in Havana and said yesterday they supported renewed engagement with Cuba, something that Ehrlich predicts may be formally announced at the International Summit of the Americas later this month. He sees all this as further confirmation that Cuba, while still a communist-led nation, is not the totalitarian state it is sometimes said to be.
It's not the totalitarian dictatorship that's claimed. People will very quickly start complaining to you about the government and the failed economic policies and so on. And I'm a firm believer that people should go down and visit and see for themselves.
And if it's needed, Ehrlich offers one final non-political argument in support of reapproachment.
You're missing the world's greatest mojitos. I mean, they don't know how to make them in bars around here. When you get to Cuba, you taste a real mojito.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.